Hello, my name is John Andrew Clayton. I'm the lead pastor of Pompey Community Church in Pompey, New York, and it is my joy to be your pastor for the day. Our church is studying the Gospel of Luke on Sunday mornings, and in Luke 9, 28-35, we find the story of the transfiguration of Jesus. On the heels of telling his disciples that he must go to the cross, Jesus calls his disciples to pick up their own cross and to follow him. This is a path wrought with suffering, but it ends in glory. Then, through the transfiguration, the Lord gives them a foretaste of this glory to encourage them and to strengthen them for the hard days ahead. In Luke 9, 28-35, we read, "Now about 8 days after these sayings, he took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, 'Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.' Not knowing what he said. And as he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, 'This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him.'" First, notice that this entire scene unfolds in the middle of a prayer meeting. Jesus takes Peter, James, and John up on the mountain to pray. And it's as he's praying that his face is altered and his clothes become dazzling white. Here, God the Father is pulling back the cloak of Jesus' humanity so that he might be seen in all of his divine glory. It's not uncommon for a Christian to marvel at God's glory in creation. Whether they're looking out over a sunrise or a sunset, in the mountains or at the beach. However, we see God's glory most clearly in the face of Jesus. This is why the author of Hebrews said that Jesus is the radiance of God's glory, and God saw fit to share it with these disciples. Yet they were fast asleep. But there were two people who did see it, Moses and Elijah. Moses has stepped foot for the first time into the promised land, and Elijah has returned. These are massive Old Testament figures who represent the law and the prophets. They saw the glory of God dimly in their day, but now all of their hopes are realized as they see God's glory in all of its brightness in the face of Jesus, their Savior. And notice what they're discussing with Jesus, his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. The word departure here is translated from the Greek word for exodus. So they're talking with Jesus about his exodus, a new exodus, which will be accomplished at Jerusalem. That is, Moses and Elijah are talking with Jesus about his cross, his empty tomb, and the rescue that he will bring all of God's people from their sin. And still, Peter, James, and John are asleep. But when they finally wake up, they see Jesus' glory. And they see Moses and Elijah parting from him, and panicking, Peter blurts out, "Master, before you let them leave, we could build three tents, one for each of you." Now, Peter fails to recognize that this is not a story about three. This is a story about one, Jesus. And in the middle of Peter's sentence, a cloud overshadows them, and God speaks. "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And after the voice trails off, the disciples look up, and they don't see Moses or Elijah. They see Jesus only. Hard days were coming. But the transfiguration was God's gift to these disciples that they might be encouraged and strengthened to persevere with a reminder of the surpassing greatness of God's glory. And in his high priestly prayer, Jesus says that he shares this glory with all of his disciples. And so I pray this encourages and strengthens you to joyfully persevere whatever God has laid out in front of you. Again, my name is John Andrew Clayton, pastor of Pompey Community Church in Pompey, New York. And it has been my pleasure to be your pastor for the day.